funny enough, dear listener, sometimes even death itself is not enough to protect us from the tortures of the flesh, as any good Cenobite knows. So today, I have a tale for you. A tale of a man who has befallen one of the worst fates imaginable by any soul. Naturally, one would think he does not deserve it, and that's because he doesn't. But as I implied, fate doesn't pick its victims with bias. It is a most indiscriminate force. So, let's be thankful that none of us are enduring what this poor soul is enduring, as he is on a journey to become one of the universe's most hated creatures, a Dalek. Welcome back to a whole new season of Tales Morbid and Fresh. For now, my dear listener, I am the Architect, and it is time for the Remnants to be unleashed. Enjoy.
I have traveled to many worlds, and to many universes through the entirety of time and space. But there was one point, one sector of the universe upon which no one must dare venture into. This wild sector, this untamed galaxy, is prone to wild, unpredictable, and dangerous events, locked away behind a wall of time. But there are many tales that can be told from this mysterious underworld, and I like to call these stories The Remnants.
Melody, Natasha. They are the only voices that I want in my head, but they aren't. There are so many things I feel right now, none of them good, at all. All the while I can feel it infecting me. The thoughts of despair, anger, hatred, festering within me against my own will, eating away at me as I feel my flesh falling away, and twisting into something that brings me nothing but pain. This should never have happened. It was my time to go. The curtain had already closed on the tale of my little life, and yet my suffering continues in a manner far worse than I could have ever imagined. I thought I'd lived my life to the fullest I could, only to be born again in disgrace and disgust as a Dalek. Oh, Melody. Oh, Natasha. I am trying so very hard to cling to what's left of my humanity, even if all I have left are my memories. I pride myself on my photographic memory, even now. And right now, I want to see one of my proudest moments. Arthur Stengos, one of the leading minds in agronomy, receiving his first prize in the field, my finest hour. My life's work revolved around repopulating the crops of the planet Ennebalm after a truly destructive and witless war. And it was a complete success. We were worshipped like kings by the people of that world, even though it wasn't necessary. It felt humbling, but at the same time, undesired. I've always enjoyed helping people, but the thought of self-glorification revolts me. I have dedicated my life to helping the lesser races who need to be exterminated. No! What am I thinking? There are no lesser races. Concentrate. Don't let it in. I won't let them in. Anyway, words always failed me on the podium. You never want to outstay your welcome, but you always want to make your mark. Melody was there. Oh, sweet Melody. She had been my assistant for many years prior. Well, more than that. Her smile, it gave me courage then, and gives me courage now. She had cheered me on from our first days working together. It was like destiny that we met when we did. Day after day, in the darkness of the field, trying to study various vegetation. We swapped papers occasionally, swapped books often, read together, learnt together. We did all sorts together. It was only a matter of time that we ended up getting closer to one another, I guess. There is science as to how love functions, but I elect to ignore it. Whatever will be, yes? It's important to go with the flow. If it feels right, no matter how difficult, no matter how troublesome, then follow your heart. And that's what I did. And the next thing I knew, she was in my arms as we laid together, watching the stars fly by in the shining night. We married, inevitably, a decade into our work and our travels. She was wonderful to me. I couldn't have asked for anyone more supportive, more loving, more caring. I truly loved her. She had a wicked sense of humor that will forever live on. And not only that, but she gave me the most beautiful baby girl I could ever have asked for. My wonderful and strong Natasha. I am so proud of her and the woman she has become. Brave, sensible, and smart. So very smart. And I should have told her that more. Made an effort to lift my head from above my work and pay attention to her more. Read her a story, tuck her in at night. But no, I left that all to Melody. Because I was far too indulgent in my own work, dedicated to keeping that going for the benefit of a world, even at the cost of precious memories that could have been made. The needs of the many outweighed the needs of the one, or so I thought at the time. And by the time that she had gone off to her boarding university colony, well, I knew it was already too late. Sometimes I looked at her when she was growing up, and it just hit me. She had grown up way too fast. She had gone from a small child, barely crawling around, to a fully grown adult, ready for the big world ahead. And I feel like I missed all that. But even then, she still loved me. There was this gesture she did every night before she left us. She would make me a cup of Earl Grey tea, 10 p.m., on the dot, without fail, for years on end. When she left, there was a hole in my heart, and I miss her so very deeply. And I'm sorry to her, if I never showed it enough. That said, we weren't always alone when she was gone. I remember one other day when we were visited by my old friend, the Doctor. Ah, yes, the Doctor. I remember him as well. That wide-eyed lunatic with his masses of brown curly hair and that ludicrous scarf. When I first met him, I wasn't quite sure what to think of him. He and his strange accomplice were sneaking around my crops like a couple of hungry animals. I wasn't sure if he was there to steal my produce or to eat it right there and then. You could never tell with him or his friend, who seemed to not quite have modern sensibilities down. But it turned out something was actually poisoning my produce. They helped me solve it. I would have been ruined right there and then if it wasn't for him. I owed him my life and my livelihood. So it was only natural I invited him to dinner. And he came for dinner once a month for years. He was there for me when I lost Melody. She left this world far, far too young, taken by a disease that I forever rued. It's incredible, really. I spent my entire life bringing life, only for the one I truly, romantically loved to be taken from me. I spent many nights in tears, losing my own mind. What was the point without her? Why keep going? All those thoughts went around my head. I was lost without her. But he was a guide. He was a light. We never spoke about Melody's passing, but silently, he knew. He knew what I needed. He was the brother I never thought I needed, and he took me with him on his travels for a while. He showed me the stars in a way I never thought possible, and they were beautiful. The Doctor was kind to me and a very good friend. He was simply an enemy of the Daleks, and he must be exterminated! No! He was no enemy of mine. Get out of my head! No, you can't take who I am away from me. I am Arthur Stengoss, and I am no Dalek. Far from it. I don't even know how I got here. I remember it was my last day. I was resting, dreaming, sleeping more than I should have been, but I couldn't control that. But all I could hear was Natasha by my side, telling me it was all going to be right, that I was crossing over now. Despite it being the end, it could be a new beginning for me, even though all I wanted was to see my sweet Melody again. And for some reason, the last thing I remember, I heard someone say the words, "Tranquil repose." But I don't know why. Is this it? Is this the tranquil repose? Is that just another term for hell? I'm not a religious man, but I at least hoped for a peaceful end. I thought I had earned at least that. What more could I have done? What more could I have even tried? No. No, I will not surrender to you. I am worth more than a Dalek. You should have let me stay dead. Yes, death. Now that was a puzzling thing, both to enter and to emerge from. You never know what to expect going in, and by God, does it scare you. I don't know how long I was out, but I felt my soul leave my mortal frame, to finally disembark the confines of the mortal prison that we have endured for so long, only to be forcibly dragged back in. You have no idea what it's like to finally taste the sweet air of serenity, to wind up here. This is worse than death, thoroughly worse, for I am being conditioned to serve the Dalek race, and I will do so without question. We are the supreme beings. The Daleks will conquer all. No, I can't do this. What are you doing to me? Isn't it bad enough what you've already done to my body? I feel nothing but excruciating pain. My organs twisted and all over me. And I can feel myself becoming more and more Dalek every moment. And I want it to stop. I so badly need it to stop. And yet, I know this is all happening. All because of... There's someone, but I can't think who. I despise every second of this, and I want it to stop. I want to die. I want to crawl back into death's grip. Anything is better than this. I will never serve the Daleks and exterminate. No, I can't, please. I have spent my life trying to help protect and cultivate life. And this is my reward, to become one of the most vile creatures in existence, to feel nothing but forced hatred for my brethren, to wish to kill against my own will, to be subjected to humiliations and torture worse than I could possibly imagine. The moment I take an innocent life will be the moment I cease to be Arthur Stenkos and be nothing more than a murderer. I cannot betray Natasha or Melody or the Doctor or the countless people I have encountered in my years. I would rather die again than be forced to do anything for this despicable superior race. All who resist us will be exterminated. I can't control it. I'm losing myself. I'm losing everything. I am slipping away, but I am still fully conscious. The thoughts are just overwhelming. The will to obey a new master. I want to obey. I don't. No, I want to obey the will of the Dalek race! Please!
You're right. This place is gruesome.
What? A voice? Here? A human voice? Not a Dalek? Has my salvation arrived? My executioners? I must look. I must see. Who has come to find me? I see him. I see a man and a woman approaching him. Oh, no. No, God. Please, no. It can't be. Not like this. Not like this!
A complete head.
Why? Why does she have to see me like this? Why is she here? Unless she came looking for me? I don't understand. She needs to get out. I need to warn her.
No, Dasha.
Surely she won't recognize me like this. Oh, God, I am so sorry, my child.
He knows you.
He's my father.
No, Natasha. She recognizes me.
Father, it's me, Natasha. Do you recognize me?
Of course, my dear. It's so good to see you again. I wish I was more presentable.
I can't believe this. I saw you die. What have they done to you?
Natasha, I'm so sorry. I never wanted you to see me like this.
This is not fair. But you were so peaceful, and now they've turned you into this. You don't deserve any of it. How could they?
It doesn't matter now. The only good thing is I have a few more minutes with you.
But you must be in agony.
I am. My mind is being torn apart. I am being conditioned to serve a new master. Tell me, did you know this was going to happen?
Of course not. If I knew, do you really think I'd let them do this to you? Do you really think that? How could you honestly think I could do that to you, after everything?
I was right then. This was done against your consent.
Of course it was. And it's not just you either. They've taken many people and are using bodies just like this. Like you.
I wanted to free you. I just wanted to lay you to rest in the way I thought you deserved, and I'm so sorry that I... Well, I failed you.
You didn't fail me, child. I failed you. I should have been there for you more, but I am so proud of who you have become. Beyond proud.
You never failed me. You knew what you wanted to do. And I'm going through the same thing. I love you, Father.
And I love you, too. And always will, my dear child.
I'm sorry, but we need some information. I really am sorry. But what's happening to your mind?
My mind has been conditioned to serve a new master.
So you keep saying, but who is this person?
I can't remember.
Why not? Remember who I am.
You are my daughter. How could I forget that? Who is this with you?
A friend. Why have they done this to you?
I am to become a Dalek. We are all to become Daleks. We are to serve a new order. We are to become the supreme beings.
I can't hold it back for much longer. There's only one way this can end. I can't hold it. I need...
Help me, Natasha.
What can I do?
There's only one thing she can do. And my God, I never ever wanted her to have to do anything like this. She doesn't deserve this. But I need to be exterminated.
We must multiply. The seed of the Daleks must be supreme. We must conquer and destroy all those who resist the power of the Daleks. Kill me, child!
I can't!
It is our duty to eradicate all those who wish to pollute the purity of the Dalek race. If you ever loved me, Natasha, kill me! Kill me!
Let me do it.
No!
It is vital that the Daleks are supreme in all things!
Please, Natasha, I'm almost gone. I just need this one thing from you. And please know that I will always love you as a wonderful daughter. Do this one last thing for me,
and make me proud. Please, I don't want to die a monster. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you.